This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking, reminding you that we're here each day, same time, Monday through Friday, and we'd like to hear from some of you. We're bringing you a series of studies now on a subject, demon possession. Very enlightening, very interesting, and we're going to get back to it in just a moment, but I have a gracious song queued up for you, one of our radio choir songs now, and I want to play that for you, and then we'll get started in our message again. So you listen as we bring you God's message in song. And it's our radio choir singing, Pray On. That's what we need to do, folks. Pray on. Amen, folks. That's what we need to do. Our Father, we just ask you to give us praying hearts, praying spirits. Give our folks prayer to come before thy throne, acknowledging what we need and what sinners we are, and asking for thy mercy and thy grace. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every facet of the radio missions, the Old Trailblazer, the Voice of Truth, for every individual out there who listens and who supports this work. We pray for them. We ask you for that host of folks we have on the sick bed now. You raise them up if it be thy will. Don't let them go out into eternity lost if they're not saved. Bless us and keep us. Bless the Old Trailblazers we ride out each morning. Forgive us of our sins for Christ's sake. Amen. We're happy to be back with you at this time, bringing you this study on demon possession. And we're looking there at Satan and his kingdom. Would you, I'm going to try to put these in print. If you'd like to have them, you write me, let me know. If there's enough interest, we'll go back and reprint these. We don't have them in print now, but we'll be glad to do that if we get enough interest in them. It's demon possession. So we're looking at Satan and his kingdom. And in our last study, we saw there that Paul gives us this expression in verse 12 of the verses that we were reading. He says, against spiritual wickedness in high places, which literally means host of wicked spirits in the heavenlies. Spirits referred to here are demon spirits, just multitudes of them. These spirits have to do largely with individuals. The demon spirits are delegated by Satan, now listen, to keep individuals under the control of Satan. Now, my friend, you don't have to be too smart to see folks that's under the control of Satan. How that what we're going through with today, and the crime and the perverseness that we're seeing today, those things are caused by wicked spirits. It is. No matter how many he may have to develop, to delegate to one individual, it's their purpose to keep that individual blinded and under the control and power of Satan. We have the record of one man over there at Gadara, to whom Satan delegated a legion of spirits to keep him under control, and what a condition he was in. We spoke of him in a study just a few days ago, how that he could not be bound. He was in the graveyard, in the tombs. He slept in the tombs, and they had bound him. He had shackles on his arms and his legs that he had broken. And he was what we call here a raving maniac. A raving maniac. I've seen those folks. I've seen folks who had to be committed to institution. But my friend, I've seen the look on their face. I've seen the strength that they have. They could almost break a man in two. It takes several guards and workers to subdue those people. But listen, then Satan is the head of this vast host of fallen angels of all types and all ranks, and also the host of demon spirits. They work in harmony under his leadership and under his authority. Let's notice also Satan's place of authority and power in this world as the head of his organized kingdom. And brother, it's organized. There is not one shock in that kingdom unless the Holy Spirit gives it. There's not. No, there's no getting there. You get there. John 16:11 says, he called the prince of this world. Also, John 14:30 is called the prince of this world. The word prince means ruler, and the word world means the inhabited earth. And the deeper meaning of the word world is organized humanity. In other words, Satan is the invisible ruler behind every organization and every world order. I mentioned to you in a study or two back that I have no doubt in this little studio where I make these messages that Satan sits here on the back of my shoulder, on the back of my chair, on the shelf here, looking over my shoulder and attempting to intimidate. And it's only by the grace of God, it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that he is restrained that I might bring you these messages. Now, my friend, Satan don't care if you're down there in the bar room. He doesn't care if you're out there. No. But when you start to step on his toes, when you begin to expose his wickedness, he's going to get riled up. And we often say that Satan's in a rage, and he is. And it's shown in so many different ways. Oh, but listen, he shapes the world order and organization according to his own ideas and plan. They only are frustrated and turned aside by the intervention of the Lord God of heaven in his plan of redemption. Now, that's true, my friend. Every individual, not saved individuals, are on the road to a devil's hell. And it's only by the intervention of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that any individual is ever saved, bringing his elect into this world, my friend. Listen, you may ask the question, where did Satan get his authority? And that's a good question. It was given to him by the Lord God of heaven. When did he get it? We're going to tell you that just a little later on. If you stay tuned, maybe in this study or maybe in the next. But listen, when Christ met him, Satan, out there in the wilderness, known as the wilderness of temptation, he didn't dispute Satan's claims to the world as a prince of the world. When Satan said to him, "All the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Satan was the ruler of the kingdoms of the earth, and Christ never said nay. He accepted it because it was so. It was here that Satan not only claimed his prerogative right as ruler of the world, that is, ruler of the kingdoms and all of their glory, but he asserted his claim as the God of this world, because he commanded the Lord Jesus Christ to fall down and worship him. Oh, this brings our thought in our study. Listen, Satan is called the God of this world. Here means, let's see what that means. Here means the God of this age. As God of this age, he is now being worshipped. Let me ask you a question. Are you worshipping the Lord God of heaven, the Lord Jehovah, or are you worshiping Satan? There is every reason to believe that the devil has and does receive far more directly personal worship than the average individual could ever imagine. It would literally amaze you to know how few really worship the Lord and Jehovah God, the Father, today. Now, you may ask the question, Pastor Trailblazer, how may I know that I'm worshiping Satan instead of God or the Lord Jesus Christ. I go to church every Sunday. I sing in the choir. I take part in public worship. Am I worshiping God or Satan? All right, here's a way you can do it. Now listen, as I often say, pick up your ears there. Sit up there in your lazy boy chair and wake up. Listen, the individual who seeks all of his pleasure in sin, fixes all his heartfelt hopes upon this present age over which Satan presides, and that individual who uses his best endeavors by means of various and fleshly and intellectual occupation and delight, and who uses countless ways of killing time which Satan has provided for the purpose of keeping his thoughts from ever wandering into that age to come or thinking about his soul welfare, that individual is worshiping Satan as the god of this world. Now that's amazing, isn't it? We're going to reiterate that subject in our next study. Go back over it slowly. Maybe you'll be sitting up where you can listen. I wish you would. Remember, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, on this same station. Many of these broadcasts are rebroadcast at night over many of our local stations, our regular station, and you may pick up on those and hear them. And if you would, I'll send you a list of all the old Trailblazer broadcasts. You may have folks out somewhere that you'd like to hear the Trailblazer, and they got a station right there in their city, and they don't know it. But I'll send you a list of all the radio stations that we're on, and maybe you'd like to do that. Write me. Say, Trailblazer, send me that list, and I'll be glad to do it. I wish I could sit down by your side. I often say, and drink a cup of coffee with you, eat a piece of pie, and just tell you what the Lord means to the old Trailblazer. I'm not in this for my glory, folks. I'm not in this for my reputation. No, I have no reputation. I lost my reputation a long time ago. And I'm just here, a simple, plain old country boy, bringing you what the Lord lays on my heart. A pastor of radio missions here where we guide this work as the Lord leads us day by day. The bookstore, the printing, the radio missions work, the overseas ministry, all of those things. The old Trailblazer, just an old cuss the Lord picked up and saved. And give me grace to lead this work. And I wish you'd pray for me. I need your prayers. I need everything. And then I need your help with the broadcast. We could use more stations. And we got a minute or two, but let me just mention our book. Once again, I mentioned Mr. Larkin's book on the spirit world. I believe it's the greatest in treatise on the spirit world that I've ever read. I know that. And I highly recommend it. Brother Larkin was a great man of God. But we sell in this little book, The Spirit World, and we'll put it on your credit card. And I made you this offer. If you don't appreciate it, I'll be glad to send you money back, and you can keep the book. And along with that, we'll send you some pamphlets by Pastor on Satan's work. And then remember the old Trailblazer's address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.